But that dipper floated on that bucket of water. And
by the way, you mentioned milking. Would you explain the different, after you milk the cows into the bucket, then what would be the next step?
You did, when your bucket got full, you went and poured it in a bigger, in a larger container. Get it into the house and poured it into this.
Did you strain
the... Oh, yeah, strain it, yeah, sure. Strain it through a strainer.
Was that made of, what was the strainer made of?
Very fine mesh wire, copper, seemingly copper, very fine, and you strained it, and then you, the milk that was to be churned, you put in an earthenware container for it to turn to clabber, and then you churned it, the butter. I still have two of the churns down at the museum. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you remember anything made out of the clabber?
Well, we made we used to have a Jewish friend called his smear case. Mm-hmm. It was, my grandmother would put the clabber in a sack and hang it up and let it drip. And then that was very good. We served that with sugar.
Mm-hmm. Did your family say smear case? Or
we didn't call it smear case, but this Jewish friend did call it smear case. We didn't call it smear case.
That's an Eastern Pennsylvania term.
Yeah.
By the way, that's German.
Yeah.
What did your family call it?
We just called it clabber. But this old German, he chopped onions up in his. Uh-huh. He'd put pepper and salt and onions. And then he said, that's smear case. He'd chop all this onion up, season it up.
Kitchen, what would you use to fry eggs in?
In a skillet, flat skillet.
If a skillet had, did you ever see a skillet with legs in it?
Yeah, that's one right down there. See right on the end of that?
Oh, sure.
See, it had a top to it.
Uh-huh.
And the Negroes used that, they cooked everything in that skillet. It had a top on it, and they put coal on the bottom and on top of it, too. I don't have the top to it, but that's the three-legged skillet.
I hope the rain goes away so I can get some pictures tomorrow.
That's the three-legged skillet that there.
And they ever call it an oven?
No, but we had a Dutch oven.
Something different.
That was, you set it in front of the fire.
Oh.
My grandmother had a Dutch oven. It was, semicircular, set on three legs. And she'd put bread in there and set it in front of the fire and reflect it against that, and it would cook perfectly in that Dutch oven.
That didn't have legs on
it? Had three legs on it.
The difference then between the Dutch oven and the three-legged skillet, I wonder, it would be the same thing? Or?
No, a three-legged skillet had fire under it and on top of it, too. You see, it had, the Negroes call it the lid.
I see.
You put coal to fire on top of it and under it, too. But the Dutch oven, you see, it had no fire. You set it in front of the fireplace when there was a fire in the fireplace. And she would put biscuit in that thing, and it was... shiny inside in the heat, it would absorb the heat, and you set that thing in front of a roaring fire and every biscuit would cook perfectly in that Dutch oven.
You mentioned eating chickens. Did you ever put anything in the nest to fool a hen?
Had nest eggs. China. China nest eggs. And a lot of people use gourds.
The hens
thought that was egg.
Sure.
They'd put those gourds in there, or China nest eggs,
uh-huh.
And see, it looked like an egg.
Sure.
That was a gourd.
Same size.
Yeah.
Different kinds of knives and utensils you use at the table. For example, case knives.
Case knives mighty well. They had a bone handle to them. Yeah, we didn't use those for company. They used them every day. Company we got out the silverware.
Oh, I see. The case knife was the ordinary.